This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I'm Jeremy Lopez, and I hope everyone today is doing great. I tell you, today's been amazing. I did an interview this morning on a talk show. I've had words, I had sessions. Man, I have been busy today, and I could not wait to be part of this podcast today to share with you guys just all the great things that are taking place in not just my life, but in the world, in our lives. You know, God is in control, and when God's in control, that means, guess what? Everything's going to go according to how God wants it, in a pattern of goodness. The Bible says all good things flow down from the Father of lights, and in Him there's no shadow of turning. And that means all good things are always coming to you, but you got to have your antenna up and running to be able to receive those good things. So today, I want to talk to you guys about the book that I put out recently called Beliefs. Now, I've got a book and a actually study guide with it that are really taking the world by storm, because we have had so many people say, I never thought about checking my belief system, checking my traditions to really know which ones are healthy or not healthy. So within this book called Beliefs, and once again, there's a workbook that accompanies it that is really, really powerful. And within the Beliefs book, what I discuss are things such as learning signs of following. In other words, in your beliefs and traditions that you have in your life, what are the signs following those? In other words, are they good things following those beliefs, or do you tend to always get into a place of limitation? Always fighting, you know, feeling like you're a martyr, always feeling like I'm always praying, my prayers are never answered, why oh why, Jeremy, why me? Because of the fact that a lot of times you have to understand your life is based on your belief system. Your life is based on your traditions, and you might not even can calculate all the things, all the messages in your life from preachers, prophets, teachers, gurus, mentors, from TV shows to principles you've read in some book, universal principles, whatever. All these things have been embedded in you since the moment you were born into this world. And so your body, not just your mind, but your body is this big memory bank storing up all these beliefs. And all of a sudden, you begin to one day formulate those beliefs. Oh, I like that feel. I like that belief. I like that principle. You know. And so what happens is, in that time of your life, you can adapt and receive and bring forth into your life out of receiving maybe a certain belief system, a certain tradition you once maybe liked. And all of a sudden, 5 years can go down the road, and you look and you're thinking, man, I'm not even in the same place I was. Like, I don't even believe like I used to believe. Like some of the things I once believed, I just don't even believe that one anymore. Well, guess what? You still have embedded in your consciousness, your subconscious, beliefs that you said, I do. You know, I do is a great phrase we use in marriages. Do you take this man to be your awfully wedded husband to have and to hold from this day forward? I do. You know, do you take this wife to be your awfully wedded husband? You know, your wife and, you know, for in death to you part? I do. There's an I do of covenant. And a lot of times we don't stop to realize that we say I do to covenant of our beliefs and our traditions. Because here's one thing you have to understand. In a time of your life when the energy inside of you, because we're all made of energy, when you pour your fullness of energy into a belief system and you say, I love that, and you get the feeling, the emotion with it, and all of a sudden this energetic, like electricity, flows through your body. And you accept it to something because it sounded good for you, made you feel good. There's a joy to that. Well, 3 or 4 years later, guess what? Your life and your mind still remembers and recalls that energetic moment. You know, people look back and they say, man, I remember the day my child was born. I remember feeling that excitement in the air when I saw, you know, my child come out of my mother, you know, my wife's, you know, womb and blah, 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 you know. And all of a sudden, that feeling of euphoria hits you. And 10 years later, you can look back and say, gosh, I still feel that moment when my first child was born. Still feel the moment when, you know, my father passed away. And for me, I actually do. I remember in the very moment in which my father passed away. And that will be embedded in my consciousness for life, because it was something that was part of love. And it was a moment of sadness, but it was sad because I love so much. And so you have beliefs and traditions all through you where you don't realize you're giving maybe your likeness, your love, your energy, you know, your attention into a certain belief or tradition, but somewhere in your life you did. And because you did, it's embedded in your consciousness, because it is embedded because of the level of energy and excitement and thrills and happiness and joy you fed into it. Don't you think for a moment that your excitement, your feelings, the mind, the will, the emotions of your soul, your feelings will lock down something in you? They always have and they always will. That's how we're programmed. So your feelings of excitement, your feelings of sorrow, your feelings of joy, your feelings of a new birth, or your feelings of a death, all that energy embedded in those feelings will concrete that belief and tradition, you know, of maybe something a pastor said. And so the key thing you have to understand is you can look back and say, I've been praying and praying and praying and nothing's changing. I've been hoping and hoping, nothing's changing. Why can't I ever do this? Why can't I do that? Because you in your life said, I do, to too many things. And you've got to begin to get back to the place where the Holy Spirit that brings all things back to remembrance to cause you to remember that moment of excitement. That moment maybe you're miserable, but yet your energy inside of you was heightened to maybe hear something that some minister told you. Or maybe some tradition that you said, well, I was raised Catholic, but I haven't been Catholic, Jeremy, in 10 years. I haven't been to a Catholic church in 10 years. I'm now Methodist, or I'm now charismatic, or I'm now, you know, a tongue talker, or I'm now whatever. Whatever religion you are. But guess what? In that time in which you were raised, quote unquote, a Catholic, or you were raised in this environment of whatever belief system it was or tradition, it's still embedded in you because you saw it, you heard it, you fed into it. You maybe had to give the mantras of the prayers, you know, sit down, stand up, and, you know, Hail Mother Mary, full of grace. I mean, you know, whatever it is in your life that you believed to. And by the way, for those of you who are charismatic and tongue talking, let me tell you something. Sometimes we go through an extremity of beliefs a lot. And at the time of our lives, it might have been really like hot on the market. Everybody was doing it. And so you started doing it because it sounded great. And then 10 years later, here you are. Why can't I just get over something? Why can't I move on into, why can't I have a good relationship? Why can't I ever get a good job? Why are my prayers being answered? Because you still have adapted to the belief where you said, I do, inside of you. So this book, Beliefs Make You or Break You, and the study guide with it, or the workbook, is something that is of a great necessity, no matter who you are, where you are in the world, and what you believe in. Because this book will challenge you to, and the workbook will challenge you to say, let's talk about your beliefs. Let's write them down. Let's check this box and see exactly what has this belief done for you. What are the good things this belief has done for you? What are the bad things? And then I dive into the subconscious aspect of it. Because beliefs are something you've got to begin to realize your whole life, right now, how your life is ran in your life. It's ran basically by what you believe. What you feel is how you see the world, how you see religion, how you see principles, how you see anything. Guess what? Those beliefs and traditions, they're taking over. They're over. They're already taking over your life. And no wonder why the Bible says your traditions make the word of God of none effect. What is that saying to you? It says that your tradition, your limited belief, it's making your life powerless. Because everything God tries to bring to you, this is what it says to you, because everything God tries to bring to you is struck down because you can't see it through the eyes and the lenses of a truth that will set you free. And that's why many of us struggle in our lives. And this book talks about signs following your beliefs, how to keep an eye on that. It talks about the difference between faith and then going to another level of faith and seeing if you're doing that with your beliefs. And another one, costly treasure. Think about that. Are your beliefs and traditions, are they like treasure? What are they producing in your life? Are they producing blessings and favor and multiplications of good things? Or are they always finding themselves taken away from you? And yet you might not even realize things are being taken away from you. I can tell you the number of people I've life coached who literally tell me, Jeremy, nothing good happens to me. Now this goes beyond maybe your positive confession. Goes beyond that. It goes into a system of a belief that nothing is good happening to you because maybe you adapted adapted to, you adapted and adopted the principle of when you were a kid, maybe, you know, this man took a vow of poverty, and maybe he's highly respected. Maybe he's just writing books like crazy, but you heard in the back of your subconscious mind him saying one time, I took a vow of poverty in my life, and yet he might be it could be Mother Teresa, or it could be maybe some famous priest, or maybe it could be some charismatic minister that said something in error, and yet you just took it as truth. You ran with it because, hey, it's so-and-so. I mean, he's an evangelist, or he's on TV. He's got a multi-million dollar ministry. We do it all the time. All the time. And yet that will come back one day and bite you about your finances, your health, your belief, everything. So this book is literally a great necessity. I want to teach you how to manifest your awakening. Manifest the awakening of the unlimited realm of God. The truth of what is your truth that God wants you to know and adhere towards and live by is what we want to get. We're going to learn to calculate our beliefs. I'm going to teach you how to reprogram yourself. I'm going to teach you how to get in there and really dive in there and categorize everything that's in you. Beliefs, traditions, all that stuff. Principles, all that stuff. This is of great necessity if you truly want to live a victorious life and live a life where you're not struggling and not even know why you're struggling. All right? So go right now to the website, identitynetwork.net, and I want you to put this in the search engine. Just put in the word beliefs. B-E-L-I-E-F-S, beliefs. Once you do that, it'll pull it up. It's going to pull up a paperback of, it's a combo of the book and the workbook, and it'll give you the download of the PDF of the book and the workbook. Either one you want to get, download it right then and there, or order it, and I'll autograph it for you guys, and my staff will ship it to you the same day. But I'm telling you, this is something that is of great necessity to every single human being on planet Earth. It's not biased towards any belief. It's not trying to push an agenda of speaking in tongues. It's not trying to push an agenda of being Methodist. It's not trying to push an agenda of anything, Buddhism or spirit-filled life, tongue-talking. I'm not trying to push anything. This book is here to basically be a book of indifference in the sense of helping you to process you and what you feel, what you believe, and why you do, and let's see if they're working for you. All right? If not, let's shift it and reprogram you to know what's healthy for you. Of what God wants you to live out in your life, all right? So I want you to order Beliefs book and workbook today. This will help you guys out a lot. And plus, hello, you want to start attracting the good things of the kingdom? You need to do that. How are you going to do that? By getting a right belief system to where you're back on track with attracting the things that God wants you to attract in your life and live out, all right? So thank you so much for tuning into our podcast today. You guys have a blessed week, and as always, go create your day today. You owe it to yourself to create the life and manifest it that God has through His will for you. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.